Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of WWF Wrestling with Freddie. And I have a guest that I do not know. This is not like a friend hookup. This is someone who has compelled me to watch wrestling in a way that I haven't watched it in a very long time. And I'm really excited for everyone here to meet. A lot of you probably already know who he is. But for those who don't, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eddie Kingston.
Now, stepping up to the mic, the host of Wrestling with Freddie, Freddie Prinz Jr.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. With all the compliments, I don't know if you've seen it on the video. I'm clenching my jaw. It's very weird for me to get compliments. I don't feel comfortable in my own skin, but thank you.
You can vomit when we're done. I won't keep it too long.
I'm with you.
So listen, man, I don't have to tell anyone where you're from. Clearly you're from New York City. And but I got hip to you later in your career when you signed with AEW and you picked up a microphone and you stood in the ring. And at the time you were barking at CM Punk.
Yeah.
And I had this like weird feeling inside where I literally was like, please fight. Just please fight. Like, I mean, there's an old analogy, like of all like the sports, right? Like if you put like whoever the greatest soccer player is, when I was growing up, it was Pele, right? Mm-hmm. So if you put Pele on one street corner at an intersection, doing his thing with a soccer ball, if you put Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, on another dribbling, if you put, you know, Joe Montana or Patrick Mahomes signing autographs on a third corner, and if you had two guys fighting on the fourth corner, where's the crowd
going to
be?
Oh, they're going right to the fight. Like, maybe I would go to Joe Montana. Maybe I would. You know what I mean? And ask him, how did it feel?
You seen enough?
How did it feel when Leonard Marshall knocked your head off? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, there'd be another fight.
Yeah. I have no problem fighting Joe. I'm joking. Don't clickbait it. I'm joking, folks.
So you had a promo with Punk, and I literally felt like a kid in high school when everyone knows the fight's at 3 o'clock. Our park was Turtle Park. It had this big like hill, this hump in the middle of it. We called it Turtle Park, and that's where the fights always were. And I literally had like teen testosterone flowing, and I just wanted to see punches get thrown, bro. And it made me fall in love with this guy you have out there. When did you know that you could talk shit at the highest of high levels? It's black belt level. So when did you know you could talk?
Ever since I was born. I don't know. I've been talking shit my whole life. You know what I mean? To be honest with you. You know, people are like, oh, you're so great at promos. These are not promos to me. This is therapy to me. So all the stuff I feel in my chest or in my stomach during the week where I can't let out, like I can work out, I can do Muay Thai, I can have my girlfriend choke me out in jiu-jitsu, which she always does. You know what I mean? But
jiu-jitsu right here.
There you go, brother. She's a black belt. I'm a eggshell color white. But
oh, nice. I got my purple from John Jocks, man. We got a good roll.
I'd rather just throw punches. You know what I mean? That's why I like Muay Thai. But the emotional stuff I can't let out until I get in that ring and have a microphone. So people are like, oh, everything you says feels so real. Oh, because it is.
The reaction from everyone that I've heard, especially when I told people that I was talking to you, was a lot of what you just said, which is he's never cut a promo in his life. He's just talking to me. And it's such this overwhelming wave of it. And I've always said this about professional wrestling. I said, it's the most purest form of art because it's the literal blood, sweat, and tears on an actual canvas, yeah. Right? So there was an American artist back in the day named Jackson Pollock.
Of course.
And it was hard for American artists. It was hard for them to get the fame and recognition because our country was so young, right? And him and a group of other artists were the first ones to really break through. And for those who don't know, his paintings were just madness on canvas. It was just like he vomited every hateful feeling he ever had. And it just clicked with people. And just talking to you now, man, like – you even said, like, oh, that's so many compliments. I don't know what to do. I'm uncomfortable in my skin. People can't see you, but I saw you actually, like, trying to get out of your skin. So can talk about that if you can, man. You said it's therapy. What? Break that down even more if you can, because you guys aren't scripted. You get to say what's going on.
Well, even if we were scripted, I've been in lower level promotions, I guess, compared to AEW. I don't mean disrespect, where they, you know, they'll write stuff out for you. And I always just ask them, hey, can I be myself? I know there's this whole thing with wrestlers against writers or fans against writers. Let's all relax. You know what I mean? Let's all calm down. Everything goes together at some point. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I'm an Irish, you know, Irish Puerto Rican Catholic from the Bronx originally. And I got a lot of guilt, man. I got a lot of Catholic guilt, you know? So that's why I don't like, I always feel like I'm not good enough, or I always feel like I have more to give and more to prove. It's just a thing, you know?
So listen, my dad was Puerto Rican. My mother's Irish, okay? I too am a recovering Catholic, okay? I hate compliments more than anything in the world. They make me want to throw up. That's why I said you could probably
throw up later, yeah.
I prefer insults. They're much more motivating. I love making the people who say those insults have to eat it every time they see my face. Like, that feels so good. And if they ever come around and go, hey, I was wrong about you, I hate that. Like,
Stay in your lane. Keep hating me. Stay in your lane.
So when you're cutting these promos and all these people are reacting and they say, and I'm telling you, man, like a lot of people hit me up and they say, he's talking to me. There's a lot of damn Catholics in this country.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it was founded on Catholics, right? Like there's a whole country in Ireland that's had wars over Catholicism.
Yeah.
So there's so many people that I feel have this uncanny ability to click with whatever words come out of your mouth, because it's the same energy, man. I'm telling you, I haven't wanted to watch guys fight in professional wrestling since I was like 14 years old. I'm 45. I'm 45 years old, and I get it. And I'm so glad that I'm hip to your career now. Can you talk about the process to AEW a little bit?
Yeah, my career before AEW was one step forward, four steps back, because I would just shoot myself in the foot because of my temper and my other health, you know, mental health issues where, you know what I mean? There was a period in time, I think in 2007, 2008, where, you know, I was on a roll. I was at all these big indies like Ring of Honor, PWG. I was wrestling every weekend, three times, four times a week. And then I would just get in my own head saying, I don't deserve this. Next, you know, I'm drinking and I'm sitting in the tombs in New York in the drunk tank, missing flights. And then I would just come back again. Everyone would be like, oh, we're so happy you're back on track. And then I would go right off again. Either someone pisses me off in the locker room and I'm screaming and yelling, or a promoter tells me to do something, or a promoter doesn't pay me right and I'm going to the cash box to take the money from them, you know what I mean? And then you get a bad reputation. And, you know, also my body, I'm not going to lie, I was almost 300 pounds at one point because I just didn't work out. I was just fighting, you know what I mean? So my career is just, it's up and down, and I'm my own worst enemy, you know what I mean? So that's been my career. Even at AEW, there's moments, man. I tell people all the time, man, there's moments where old Eddie, 20-something, 30-something-year-old Eddie's whispering in my ear, like, nah, go ahead, man. Do your thing. Blow it all away. Blow it all up.
It's hard battling that kind of a voice. That can be a daily battle, man.
It is. Every day. Yeah. Every day. My parents used to call it, because I grew up in a house, you know, that was pretty rough. You know what I mean? It was New York. My father and his brothers grew up in New York during the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't nice. You know what I mean? So I seen some stuff that went down. I was like the Christopher Columbus of the grandkids. I saw the tail end of a lot of bad things. And that kind of sticks with you. You know what I mean? And it just stuck with me over time, you know? And I also learned that no one talks. No one talks about nothing. You know what I mean? Like my parents, like you said, everything's sunshine and rainbows. They would be inside my grandmother's house, my grandmother Mary's house. Madness.
That's my grandmother's
University Avenue
name,
in the Bronx. Yeah. It would be just madness in the house. But as soon as we walked outside, they used to call it being like the Kennedys. We would just wave. Everything's great. No one knows nothing. Everything's great. Yeah, yeah. My nephew just threw someone through a window. It doesn't matter. Everything's good outside in public.
It's a hard bubble to break, even though it's such a fragile bubble, right? Like anyone else can burst it. But when you're in the family, you can't. Like my pops, he fucked around with drugs and he shot himself on my mom's birthday right in the fucking head. And that was a wrap. And I remember I was being interviewed by Jim Rome and I fucking hated him after this. And he went from the nicest question in the world to, so, you know, your dad committed suicide. Have you ever thought about putting a gun to your head and committing suicide? And I literally was just like, I wanted to kill him, but I did that little Kennedy wave that you demonstrated. You really use your promos. I believe you when you say this. I don't think you're shitting me at all.
No.
And now that you're telling me all this, I'm like going back through every promo I've seen you cut. And I'm like, yo, you genuinely are using this for therapy.
Yeah, and I try to mix it into a pro wrestling world.
You're damn right.
You know what I mean? Because I can sit there for hours and tell you about my problems.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We were talking about the journey that you were on. We're talking about speed bumps that have derailed us and focused us at the same time. The kind of crap that turns us into the men that we are and to the artists that we are. You're more of a fighting artist.
Well, every man's an artist. You know what I mean? I believe that every man inside and woman, let me not be that guy, and women,
they have. I don't think you're that guy at all, man.
Like they're their own artist in their own way. You know what I mean? No matter what you do in life, that's your art.
How many freaking lives have you lived? I mean, this brother, you have a self-awareness and a perspective that I have always prided myself on having, and I feel, and I've always felt like I've guided a lot of wrestlers, and I feel like you're helping me way more than I'm helping.
No, I just had
I'm like freaking out right now. This is so weird.
My father and my uncles, you know, they were out of their mind, but they were wise men. You know what I mean? They dropped a lot of knowledge. I mean, some bad knowledge too, but a lot of good knowledge as well. And I've been blessed to be around like real strong Puerto Rican women and Irish women my whole life, like real strong Bronx Irish Catholic, you know, right, that one minute would tell you treat a woman like a flower, but then the next minute, you know, carry a box cutter to Seatown to get food.
Yeah, they'd be the ones to tell off your lady. Yeah. They wouldn't let you do it.
Yeah,
treat her with respect. Yo, my mom, my grandmother, first of all, from Boquerón, Puerto Rico, is the reason that I watched wrestling. She stopped talking to my wife when my wife made a movie with The Rock because The Rock turned his back on the people. I'm not joking. She died.
That's the greatest thing in the world, though. It's great.
She died never having a chance to, like, work it out. Aww. She died. I'm telling you, but that's also part of the piece. She lived until she was 1,000 years old, bro. But it was real till she was gone.
Yeah.
And she was, and even when I would break it down, I go, you know that I worked for WWE. Like, you can relax on that stuff. She goes, he had a choice, Freddie. He had a choice. And I remember just being like, that's so intense. Like, my first match was in Puerto Rico, and they put a cage around the ring. And I remember asking my grandma, like, is this a steel cage match? She said, no, it's to keep the fans out. Whoa. And I was just like, oh, my God. And it felt so dangerous in this tiny little arena in San Juan. But it was exciting, right? And my mom, who's the Irish one, was the one with the temper. She's been in damn near as many fights as I have.
Yeah.
And just the ones I've seen. But she grew up, they moved to New Mexico from the East Coast, and she was like 10 years old and grew up on a reservation. Oh. And so all the reservation girls weren't having this pretty white girl at all. And so they whipped her ass every day, but it toughened her up.
Yeah.
My mom beat up my sixth grade teacher for calling me a fucking idiot. In front of the class, like, took her and shook her. Like, the women in our families are no joke.
So,
this is why you and I have
so
to hang out.
It's weird that you said that, because sixth grade, teacher said something to me with my mother there. My mother goes, if I get up, you're not going to like what I'm going to do. Don't talk to my son like that. I said, oh, Ma. And then, of course, later on the walk home, she was like, what are you doing? Just shut up and do your schoolwork. Like, you know what I mean? It was in public, she'll defend me to the death. Privately, she's whipping my ass because I did something wrong.
Yo, my moms are still alive. You got to meet my moms. When you guys do a show in Vegas, I'm bringing her.
No, definitely, please. I would love to. I'm a mama's boy. I love moms, man. I think a boy's first love, well, he learns love for a woman is his mother.
Yes, of course, 100%. It better be.
Yeah.
My mom's was literally the meat. Like, so I grew up, you know, when my dad died, my godfather took care of me a lot. My godfather's Bob Wall, who just recently passed away. He trained Bruce Lee when Bruce came to America.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the guy Bruce beat up with the scar down his eye, kicked him in his nuts, right? Like, he took all those beatings. So those guys all kind of brought me up in a way. When you were saying you had your dad and your uncles and they were all like tough, hardcore guys, like all these old school guys, and now they're all starting to get sick and pass away. But like Judo Gene LaBelle, I call Uncle Gene. And when I was in the third grade, he taught me how to choke kids out and said, go do that to your friends. But he did it to me first. I was 8 years old. He choked out an 8-year old.
I learned how to use my hands about third or fourth grade because I asked my uncles, because I got tired of getting picked on. Remember when I grew up, and I'm not going to, you know, I already said my age, but I don't want to say the year. But when I was in elementary school, around that time, being mixed was not the thing to be. So I'm in a Catholic elementary school being called Spick. And then I'm trying to hang out with the Puerto Rican kids. And they're like, get out of here. You're too white. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? I'm angry now. So now I'm just going to, someone teach me how to throw a punch, because now I'm going to start swinging. And that's what happened.
Eddie, so when I was a kid in New Mexico, the Mexican kids didn't want to hang out with me because I was Puerto Rican. And the white kids didn't want to hang out with me because they thought I was Mexican. And so I just hung out with the Korean dudes because, like, nobody hung with them anyway.
Yeah.
So it was just me and, like, these four Korean kids. One of them moved to Chicago, so it was just me and these three Korean dudes. And that was my squad. But we were shit talkers. And we loved the shit. Like, I remember, like, the NFL, people get mad at Terrell Owens. I loved him, okay? Like, I loved the guys that talked trash and backed it up. I saw a promo with you and Chris Jericho, and you guys almost went at it. Like, you pretty much called him everything you could without calling him it. You know, you challenged him to be a man that that some people may not think he can be. And when you call a man out like that, you get their best fight. And that's what you asked for.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That dude's been everywhere and back. You know what I mean? And he is like, he is the big one to some people. Not Chris to me.
Chris Jericho has held all the belts at another company. And
we can say it here. We can say their company name. Side note. I just want to throw this out there. I love how mad. You talk about shit stirs. Love how mad people get when I mention anything in WWE.
Do they get mad at you?
Oh, God. When I say sports entertainer, they're like, F you, this and that. I hope you die. And I'm sitting there laughing. Because I'm like, come on, I got you. Brother. You don't think I have friends at WWE. You think I want that place to shut down? Absolutely not. I want my friends to eat. You know what I mean? Stir it up.
This is the best, to me, wrestling's ever been, regardless of what you think it's where it's at creatively, because there's so many more options now.
Yeah.
And I literally think it's like, to steal an art term, it's a renaissance, which there in French means rebirth. It is a rebirth. I'm seeing guys go back to the old school way of wrestling, and it's working. Yeah. The characters are work, and there's in multiple companies.
You always need the fundamentals.
Yeah,
Taught that. I'll drop a name. He probably never remember this, but a little story. I got kicked out of my first wrestling school. Surprise. And me and my old partner, Blackjack Marciano, and a bunch of other friends, Jigsaw and a couple other guys, we were so desperate to keep learning that we got our money together, we rented a ring, and paid for Ted DiBiase to come and teach us, like a flight, a shitty hotel, all this stuff. And the best advice he ever gave us was, the fundamentals never change. You need them. No matter what. So for us in the ring, it's not just the technique that's the fundamentals. It's also for the people to understand what's good, what's bad.
Yeah.
It's really not that deep of a story. Even if you have two good in there, one of them has a little bit of an edge.
Dude, I love talking to you. We don't do hour long podcast. I wish it was a 4-hour podcast, and I don't want to keep you too much longer.
Man, I'm good. I already did my workout today. Again, my girlfriend's going to choke me out like about at 6:30, 7 o'clock with a gi. I'll be all right.
Okay, well, hold up. So are you falling in love with jiu-jitsu?
Honestly, no. I'm so insecure with it. I'm so insecure because I don't know. I remember one time I was training my first, my original trainer. And he got me, and I got him for like a split second, and I started fish hooking him.
You fish hooked him?
Yeah, because I didn't know what else to do. I was doing that. He goes, Eddie, stop. I was like, oh, my fault. I get into instinct. I go right into primal things. I did no gi a couple times, and I'm trying to. The guy got me really good. I got mad. I tried to gouge his eye.
No, you did it.
Yeah, actually, he was on top of me, and I tried to get his eye, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I get it. I get real crazy, and not crazy, but I get protective, fight or flight.
So you're not falling, but you do love Muay Thai, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk Irishness now. So Wayne McCullough won a silver medal for Ireland in the Seoul Olympics, and he was a 3-time world champion. And the last one to train under the great Eddie Futch. And that man he trained me a little bit. And I grew up boxing with Johnny Tapia in New Mexico, who was like my hero. But talk about another dude with demons. Like he suffered so much. The poor guy would literally go to jail just to get sober to train for a fight and then come out of jail and win a world championship and then go back to jail again on some drug shit. But as a little boy, I remember seeing him, and you talk about like roughnecks raising you right and wrong. We were all in the gym in Chavez Boxing in New Mexico. This is the late 80s. And I thought I was, real hot shit. And he was about to go to jail again. And he had gotten this new tattoo on his shoulder. And he comes in and he was crying. And I'd never seen like a father figure cry. Like I'd seen movies, but I'd never seen like a real man cry. My grandfather never cried. My Uncle Jimmy, no, he was a Vietnam vet. He was not crying.
No, they were not allowed to cry.
Yeah, but this man was crying, and I was nervous, and I walked up. I'm just a kid. I said, what's wrong, Johnny? And he put his hand on behind my neck, and his hands were so freaking like calloused and rough. Felt like sandpaper, dude. And he says, make sure you never turn out like me, okay? Make sure you just be the best you. And I didn't know what that meant, and he went to jail that night. And then as I grew up, I realized, yo, that's, you know, these are the kind of moments now. We talked about a moment earlier in the podcast. Those lessons that really kind of helped me get my shit together and control those voices. Do you find that that's more possible for you when you train Muay Thai? Because I was going to encourage jiu-jitsu because it's an uncomfortable place for you. And I think uncomfortable is the best place.
Yeah. But I'm going to get into it because, you know what I mean? I promised the lady I would.
Get your blue belt.
I like learning new things.
Go for your blue belt. And if you're not in love with it by the time you're a blue belt, then go do some Krav Maga or go do some you know, kick poles like Tony Ferguson or whatever.
I never do that. I can't do that. Come on, brother. I got to work.
You do have to work.
No, I just love Muay Thai because I had two amateur fights. My girlfriend hates it when I say amateur. I had two fights. And
where'd you do
so much fun.
Did you do them in Thailand?
No, I did them in Florida, not in Thailand. I wish it was Thailand. Remember, I'm older, so by the time I got those two fights, I was a little bit older. But if I was in, you know, early 20s, I would have probably been like, I'm going to Thailand.
I love Muay Thai. Do you watch any of the ONE Championship fights or no?
Here and there. You know what I mean? A lot of times I'm so busy on the road that when I come home, I just want to decompress.
I'm going to find out how to like send clips. I know people do it because they send them to me, and I'm going to start sending you sick Muay Thai fights or at least
please
like highlights.
Please do, because I'm still the same way with the clips. I just got a thing called download Twitter where you can take whatever GIFs.
The Giphy things. I'm learning. Yeah, I know about Giphys or Jiffies, whatever they are.
I just learned that. Like, I asked Ortiz, Monkey is his nickname, about 8 times for the app to do it.
Every young person in the world is laughing at our asses right now.
Hey, look, laugh all day, man. I'd rather go outside and play, you know what I mean, than sit at home.
Well, brother, I appreciate you being on the show so much. I think you guys might have an LA show coming up, and my ass is going to be there, and I hope you're there. I would love to shake your hand in person, brother.
We'll meet up, man. We'll talk about Star Wars Rebels. We'll talk about, stuff with me.
Listen to you, nerd.
I'm a Star Wars. Look, there's a picture that my mother has. I hope she has. Of me with don't do this, kids, don't smoke. But me at 15 with a cigarette in my mouth, my bandana like Tupac, reading a Punisher comic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm undercover. I'm undercover. Me and Chris Daniels talk about the Marvel movies and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I like anything with a good story. That includes music, too.
Yo, when I was 23, I shared a cigarette with Mickey Mouse at Disneyland.
That's respect. Respect. I can't. You lived the life. I don't know what else to say.
He came backstage. I was backstage. I was helping my family friend have their kid meet Mickey and Minnie. And I was out back. I smoked for a year in my life. And he came out to have a smoke. I was like, yo, am I about to smoke with Mickey Mouse? He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
I had a blast, man. I can do this. Yeah, we can go an hour and more. You know what I mean? Get in trouble.
Brother, I'll have you back anytime you want. I thank you so much for being here.
Man, thank you. Thank you so much for, the kind words, all that stuff.
We're being too nice to each other. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Everybody, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week on Wrestling with Freddie.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para
ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.